Having a plan in place and emergency supplies ready in case of a natural disaster such as an earthquake is something every resident in BC should have in place. However, one aspect of emergency preparedness people may not think of as part of planning is to know who their neighbors are. One of the most important ways to prepare for an emergency is through community connection, said Tricia Greenwood, coordinator, public educator for Powell River Fire Rescue. When people know each other in a day-to-day setting, they are able to work better together. If you don't even know your neighbor's name, the chances of you knocking on their door for help is lower. Emergency preparedness is about building a resilient community. On Saturday, May 6, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., folks will have a chance to test out their readiness, learn about how to be prepared, see who works in emergency services, and enjoy some hot dogs at the Town Center Mall North parking lot during the Coffett Community Emergency Preparedness Fair. We have a variety of organizations joining us, from Fire Smart, Community Evacuation Planning, Powell River Fire Rescue, Inclusion Powell River, Salvation Army, and more, said Greenwood. A few years ago, a seismologist gave a talk that Greenwood attended which made her a bit concerned. Earthquakes are not really on people's radar, said Greenwood. It was kind of scary. The seismologist said we are due for the big one, and that could happen anytime in the next 50 years. It could happen tomorrow or in 50 years, but it will happen. Vancouver Coastal Health is coming out with an emergency plan, and although municipalities may have some emergency plans in place, it's a provincial responsibility. One exciting aspect of the fair is that Jesse McDonald, evacuation planning assistant for the Coffett Regional Emergency Preparedness Program, will be on hand encouraging everyone in the region to sign up for a community notification system. McDonald will also be there to answer any questions. The region-wide system will allow residents to receive important notifications about any potential danger in their community, said Greenwood. The Coffett Regional Emergency Preparedness Program will test the community notification system on Wednesday, May 3, 2023, at 1:30 p.m. The system will send notifications by phone, text, or email about emergencies or potential threats in the community. Every emergency is different, said Greenwood. We do have trained staff in our community who are knowledgeable about emergencies and who know what resources are available. The emergency radio communication team will also be at the fair and have a cube van set up with a communication system. They are key if there is an earthquake, said Greenwood. They are trained to be our communications with the rest of the province. The Coffett region is fairly remote and its emergency services are limited. Residents need to make sure they can be self-sustainable for a few days in their own neighborhood, said Greenwood. What do you need personally to survive for 3 or 4 days without someone coming to help you? Greenwood said she finds that people are really concerned about wildfires in our region because they can be devastating, and they take over a lot of the news. But we are in a different climate. Wildfires are more unlikely here, she added. It could happen, but it's less likely. To be more prepared, Greenwood suggested getting an emergency plan together and going over it step by step. Gauge where you are at, how much have you prepared, she said. One thing organizers and participants at the Coffett Community Emergency Preparedness Fair will be emphasizing is that, if you know your neighbors, that's a big resource, and will make our community more resilient in the face of danger, added Greenwood. To find out more, go to prepared.bc.ca, the Powell River Fire Rescue Facebook page at fire@powellriver.ca, and or coffett.ca.